Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ is risen. It's about time this week that we sung that song, that hymn, and I thought, let's keep Easter going and going and going, like the Easter bunny or the ever-ready bunny that keeps on going. Let's keep Easter going. Have you ever been to a movie or a play that has an alternate ending, that you can watch the play or the movie and then watch it again? And the ending is different. That thought came to my mind as I was working on this text. I thought, let's start at the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning. As we go back to the beginning in Genesis, we see God made it, and it was good. We see he made man in his image, and it was good. So far, so good. Then came Satan and the fall into sin. Right here, I would like to ask to stop the script. Stop the story. Rewrite the script. You can go back to the beginning. You can start all over. It'd be easy. Just take Satan out of there. It'd be real easy. Just do it. But we know that the screenwriter of this plot is a tough guy. A tough guy that will not change the script. A tough guy that says the script is written in stone, so to speak. Isaiah 55 comes to mind. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are from the earth, are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than yours." God's plan, God's plot, whatever you want to call it, was in stone. He knew what had to be planned. Many years ago, my wife and I were in Israel, and we were at the, as they call it, the place that is believed where Jesus was born, in Bethlehem. The group that we were with, one person made a comment, "Look, you can see Jerusalem from Bethlehem." I wonder what Mary was thinking, because the text says that she pondered these things in her heart. The next comment was, yes, without his birth, there would be no resurrection. And I thought for a moment, and it dawned on me. Without Adam, there would be no Christ. There would be no need for Christ to come. Without the original sin that brought death, physical and spiritual, there would be no need for Christ to come and bring us eternal life. But as we know, there was Adam, and there was the fall into original sin. And Paul sums up our text in the next verse after our text, in verse 18, where he says, "Consequently, just as the results of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life to all men." In our text, we see the comparison between Adam and Christ. But we also see the contrast. The contrast of sin came through Adam, but grace came through Jesus Christ. Trespasses came, transgressions came through Adam, righteousness through Jesus Christ. Death through Adam, life through Jesus Christ. We can surely see in Paul's writings, law and gospel, sin and grace. As I was thinking about these contrasts in the text, my mind kind of went to what some of us kind of remember was evangelism explosion. And how in an outline for evangelism explosion, there was two parts. There was many parts, but these two parts were man and Christ. And my thought was, this is the outline. Here it is. That the part of evangelism explosion outline that focuses on man said that mankind is sinful and in need of a Savior. That sin came into the world through one man. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Of course, some people would say, prove it. And I would say, have you ever had to teach a child how to be bad? No. You always have to teach him how to be good. Mankind cannot save themselves. They needed a Savior. And God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be that ransom, to ransom us back to him, to give us eternal life. This is echoed in 1 Corinthians 15:20 when Paul writes, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. As for in Adam all died, so in Christ all will be made alive." This is clearly an Easter passage. For it points to the reasons we need a Savior. It points to the fact that God wanted a way to bring mankind back to him without starting all over. It points to Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead. It points to eternal life. It points to Easter. This is why we go out and tell the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. Because the need of the Savior, not just one who lived and died on the cross, but one that rose from the dead and continues to live today. A Savior that conquered sin and death for us. As on Wednesday when Dr. Fikinch's message, in his message, he said, "Are you ready to go out and be fishers of men?" Today's message is the reason we have become fishers of men. Because sin came into the world by one man, and righteousness came into the world through Jesus Christ. To be fishers of men each and every day of our lives. To be fishers of men because we have the greatest message for the world. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.